Yeah, I'm getting much inspiration for writing books. It's been there for quite a few years, since before I took sannyas. I've been writing now for over 20 years. There are many more books I wish to bring out, more than I could, probably more than I could finish in this lifetime, if I live to be an average lifetime, or even a little more. Many important books. Did you see my latest book on Bhaktisthan Saraswati?
You had me read, or you know, you allowed me to proofread some of that.
Yeah, you didn't see the finished product. Yeah. We have copies. Yeah. It's a significant contribution to the literary spreading of Krishna consciousness, the knowledge of our sampradaya and its purpose. So, like this, I have many books to write: sannyas in Krishna consciousness, family life in Krishna consciousness, Vaishnav etiquette, culture and behavior. That's one I've done a lot of work on. Chaitanya Charan, he wrote these books. He was here over the weekend. He wants to help me with book writing. So we have an idea to do a commentary on Bhagavad Gita together, really getting into it in detail, the different themes. So like this, there are many, many books can be done, and important books that will, like I said, there'll be significant contributions. Maybe you've heard the phrase that writing is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. You didn't hear that? No. It's a lot of hard work. The ideas flow much more readily than the ability to present them in an orderly manner. Sorry, I have to use my words properly here. In an ordered, lucid manner that, as far as possible, exactly communicates what we have to say. And we have to think very deeply about what we're saying also, because it has to be right to the point, unambiguous. So it is a lot of work. So, if anyone can help with that, then we could start to produce books more quickly. It's a long, long, painstaking task to do so. But as I say, it's a lot of perspiration. It's not a very inspiring service unless you're inspired about the content of the book. Or some people also, along with that, they have an inclination to this kind of service. Just like Jayavedha Swami or Dravida Prabhu, like thousands of other devotees, they're inspired by Prabhupada's books. But apart from being inspired, they also had, and still have of course, literary proclivity, and they were and are happy to sit down for days on end going through manuscripts and working on them, which not everyone has the proclivity to do that or the patience to do that. It requires a lot of patience. So it helps to be inspired by the subject. People do it for a living also, just as a job. But as we don't pay people in devotional service, of course there may be some allowances given for householders. But if there's some inspiration there, that also helps. So I hope you have some. You say you're willing to do whatever I ask you to do, which is a very good attitude. I appreciate that. It's what every disciple should say, but not everyone does. Many of them have the their own ideas, some of which are good and some of which not so good. I mean, some disciples have their own ideas, but they're inspired ideas for preaching. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. But it seems that you could, you have the capability to help me with this. One thing is because you know American English, which is my preferred medium, or standard English, rather than Indian. I have people in India who would like to help me, but their standard of English is so poor that it's... Their help is... it needs a lot of working on after they've helped. So, that's one thing, and... yeah, you're intelligent, and it seems to me that you maybe have the kind of mentality, or what's the word, aptitude, or personality maybe, for this kind of work, because it seems that you're intellectual and somewhat withdrawn by nature. Is that, would you think so? Little bit. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying you're totally introverted, but a little withdrawn and thoughtful, like that. A little bit like that. Which is not a... You don't have to be embarrassed by that. I mean, everyone has a different nature. Just like Chaitanya Charan was saying to me, that he wants to... He has this increasing urge to investigate more and more, get more deeply into Krishna conscious intellectual topics. And you may think, well, it's better that we just go out and preach, but different people have different propensities, and on one side there is doing whatever is required. On the other hand, if someone has a propensity for a particular type of service, they'll probably do it better than someone who doesn't. And just like getting more into philosophical matters, that may seem to be not as productive as going out and distributing books, for instance, or preaching to people and trying to make them take up the process of Krishna consciousness. But Krishna consciousness is an all-round process, and there are many different services to be performed. Prabhupada wanted his disciples to write books. It wasn't the only thing that he wanted them to do. That's one of the things. Disciples and grand disciples. And preach to intellectuals, which might be slower and harder work than preaching to the masses. But that's also required. The Prabhupada set up BI for preaching to, particularly to people at university level and the faculty level, more than the students. Okay, so there are a few thoughts, general thoughts. And if you can help me with this, it'll be very, very much appreciated. I'm really looking forward to getting a team together, actually, a few devotees and working on books. One reason, especially, is I'm physically having difficulties now, which is making it more difficult for me to do what I did with the Bhakti Siddhanta book, which is to myself spend day after day working on it, sitting in front of a computer. So physically for me, typing may be more difficult than previously.